questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. I have a very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Dr. Hojatul Islam Karimi from the Islamic Seminary of Qom. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, does religion and religious belief bring supremacy to someone? This is the main topic for today's discussion. Let's start by giving an example, Sheikh Karimi, and then get to the main discussion. For example, we have so many people who are not Muslim. They do some actions which are against Islamic beliefs, for example, like drinking alcohol or liquors, but they're good people. At the same time, we have so many people who are Muslims. They're abandoned by their religion. You know, they abide by their religious beliefs. And by the religion of Islam, they are considered as a Muslim, a person who is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But ethically speaking, they are not good. So compared with each other, which one has the greatest status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's a very difficult job to, have a kind of judgment about the people. Because, of course, let's talk about Muslims. We have a group of, do not compare Muslims with non-Muslims. Imagine we have a group of Muslims who are practicing, but they have bad temperedness. And we have a group of Muslims who are good tempered, but, for example, they drink alcohol. Which one is worse than the other? So here we do not have the difference in terms of faith because both of them are Muslims. So here, even in this case, we cannot have, true judgment among the two, and we need to leave the judgment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will have some explanations because there are many details. So, for example, the one who drinks alcohol, how many times? The one who is bad-tempered, there are many levels in this regard. So there are so many examples, so many levels, and we cannot have a kind of final judgment about the people. We need to leave the judgment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to give a short answer to this question, the tone of the verses and narrations about drinking alcohol is somehow more harsh and more threatening. Having said that, let me refer to one point, and that is the fact that we know that we have a division for the sins. Both bad-temperedness and drinking alcohol are sins. We have major sins and we have minor sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Nisa verse 31 says that if you avoid major sins, كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْ, if you avoid the major sins that you are forbidden, نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, we will absolve you of your misdeeds and admit you to a noble abode. This verse is referring to the fact that we have two categories of the sins, the major ones and the minor ones. And the same has been mentioned in chapter Shura verse 37. We have a number of narrations about this fact, the fact that we have two groups, two categories of these sins. Now, what is the criterion here? What makes a sin a major sin and a minor sin a minor one? There are a couple of criteria mentioned here. For example, each sin that is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran and the narrations as a major one, for sure it is a major sin. Those sins for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, the fire of the hell, they are major sins. And the other point is that if you repeat a minor sin, then it turns it into a major sin. This is a very important point that many people ignore. So imagine that bad-temperedness, so drinking alcohol is a major sin. So imagine that bad-temperedness is a minor sin, but the fact is that usually the person who is bad-tempered, he repeats that.
Yes.
So he's repeating a minor sin, which makes it a major sin. And the other point is that according to some narrations, if you belittle a sin, a minor sin,
yes,
again, it is turning to a major sin. So yes. We have no right to belittle any sin. And that is why some of the mystics are quoted as saying you cannot call any sin as a minor one. Sins. Because at the end of the day, you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes. Your creator. And the next point is that, according to some narrations, if you are enjoying committing a sin, then it's not a minor sin anymore. So some people are happy for the misdeeds that they are doing. So some people, they are suffering from their bad temperedness, yes. But they're happy for that.
Okay.
They think that they are showing a kind of majesty to other people by that bad temperedness. So if you feel happy about that, again, it is another reason for making that and turning that into a major sin.
That's right.
And the other point is that if you do a sin, a minor sin publicly, again, in some cases, it turns it into a major sin. So you are bad-tempered, but you're doing that, you're showing that publicly. So my point is that those people who are, I don't want to claim that which one is greater than the other.
Yes.
Both of them should be taken seriously because of the narrations. And inshallah, in this session or in the following session, I will share some narrations about both.
That's right.
Both sins, drinking and bad-temperedness, should be taken seriously.
And of course, it's not only limited to these two types.
Of course, yeah.
We can say minor and major sins. We have... But as we said, you know, I think the Islamic rulings and Islamic laws are very much based on the fitrah of the human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Something which deviates God you from nature, the right, righteous path and the right truthful path for sure is, we can say, harmful to your body and soul. And this is what the modern science has also proved, that, for example, drinking wine and alcohol will be harmful for your body too. At the same time, it will have negative effects on your soul,
mm-hmm.
What the modern, for example, sciences call it harmful psychology, you know, on your psyche and on your psychology. But the case is that if you abide by your religious laws as a Muslim, being a good-tempered one to the people, to the fellow men and human beings, on that time you can be a good role model for even the non-Muslims. We can say, who are taking an outer look at the religion of Islam and the religious laws.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that informative point. So having said that, as I mentioned, both sins should be taken seriously.
Yes.
And the narrations are telling us that as Muslims, it's very important for us to be away from drinking and to be away from bad-temperedness.
Yes.
I may share a few of these narrations. First of all, about drinking, the Holy Prophet says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed the wine and those who prepare and even those who plant a tree for the purpose mm-hmm. of preparing the wine. And those who drink, those who sell it, those who buy it, those who carry it, and so on and so forth. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent any prophet except that he has forbidden the drinking alcohol. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, whoever drinks alcohol, the light of faith leaves his heart or her heart.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah,
insha'Allah, you'll find your way. Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, whoever drinks alcohol, his prayers or her prayers are not accepted for 40 days.
They nullify that.
Of course, they need to say the prayer, their prayers, otherwise they have two punishments. But if they say the prayers, their prayers are not accepted.
Okay.
Not only that, the Holy Prophet says that if you believe in God and the Day of Judgment, you cannot sit by the table in which the wine or the alcohol is served.
That's right.
This shows how major this sin is.
That's right.
To the extent that even if you're not drinking, you're not allowed to sit next to those people who are drinking.
Okay.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying that four groups will not enter paradise. One of them is those who drink alcohol.
That's right.
And Let me end this part with this narration from the Prophet that Jum'a al-Sharr kulluhu fi bayt, all the evils are gathered in one house.
That's right.
And the key to that house is drinking alcohol, meaning that if you drink alcohol, mm-hmm. then it's possible for you to commit all the other sins and evils.
And how is it possible to drink alcohol and be good-tempered? Because physically and scientifically speaking, when someone drinks, he lost the control of the mind. And just look at how many rapes, misconducts, a slaughter of the animals mm-hmm, and the people, mm-hmm. mass killings, mass shootings are done when the people are unconscious and they are under the, for example, the liquor. Even driving, for example, if you just take a look at the statistics, for example, that how many people have car crashes, they are under the effects of either drugs or liquors, okay? Mm-hmm. So how a person can act good-temperedly, you know? Yeah,
under maybe this is also another interpretation of this narration, that all the evils are in one house, yes, and the key to that house is drinking, which means yes. that when you are drunk, then you have no control over your deeds.
And according to some of the statistics show that the liver cancer, the main reason for the liver cancer in the Western world is drinking alcohol.
Yeah. So having said that, let me just share a few narrations about the fact that bad temperedness is also one of the big sins that we need to be yes. away from.
Yes.
The story of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh is very famous. He was one of the greatest companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, to the extent that when he passed away, the Holy Prophet showed some signs that were unprecedented, and the companions of the Prophet were surprised how the Holy Prophet is showing his kindness and mercy towards Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. And the Holy Prophet referred to the number of the angels taking part in his funerals. The Holy Prophet, he himself took some role in burying the body of Sa'd.
Yes.
And having seen that, the mother of Sa'd says that she gave the glad tidings of paradise to her son. And
that's right.
That was very normal. I mean, mm-hmm. when you see the situation, the angels, the prophet, that's very
yes.
logical conclusion. But the Holy Prophet said that, wait, now he is suffering from the pressure of the grave
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that he was bad-tempered regarding his family members.
Yes, yes.
Now, this is the importance of su'ul khulq and husnul khulq,
yes.
bad-temperedness and good-temperedness. You might be as great as Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, but if you are bad-tempered, at least you will have a kind of punishment in your grave. And there are many narrations in this regard. I may just share one narration. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, he was asked which one of the faithful is the most virtuous, and the Holy Prophet said, the one who is best in terms of the mannerism and good-temperedness.
That's all right. Thank you very much. And the superficial look at the Western world, I think, is the weak point that some of the Muslims and the believing inside the religion of Islam might have. Just how beautiful and good is the surface of the liberal capital world in the Western world? No, there are so many deep, deep problems. And these are according to their own statistics. For example, the abortions, we can't say child sex, underage sexual assaults, mass shooting, car crashes, you know, liver cancer, this and that. And this is according to the statistics. As I said, the main problem might be, we can't say, domestic violence and liquor use. And these two important factors have role in changing society into a maltreated one. Okay, thank you much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration.
My
it was
pleasure.
Very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن